Yo, what's up? So, welcome to episode 4, I think. Today's podcast, coming to you a little late because I had a full day, but, I wanted to talk about the best advice I've ever heard. I've heard in like a really long time. And it was through this video that I was watching by the Grotto Network. They do amazing work, by the way. They just take like people's stories and they just publish them, and it's just like really, really awesome stuff. It's captivating. It's really well done. Anyways, I was watching this video of this guy who had a very controversial past in journalism. He was the one that titled Jeremy Lin. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Jeremy Lin, but he's a Chinese American NBA player, and he was really popular for a while because he was really good at one point. And he's also a very devout Christian, and he's a really, yeah, just really cool dude. Anyways, this guy, I think he's a white male. He wrote an article about Jeremy Lin, and the title, the headline was "A Chink in Their Armor" or something like that. And he was explaining how he wasn't really thinking about it. Chink just was not a derogatory term in his eye. Like, he just didn't see that as a, like, I don't think he knew that that was a derogatory term, and, you know, whatever. But so he got a lot of flack on that. He got fired, I think, like a week after, and, you know, people were like sending him hate mail, death threats, you know, stuff like that. And he left the business, and long story short, he felt a call to be a priest. Okay, so I'm totally like skipping a lot of parts here. If you want to watch the full video, go to the Grotto Network. They do amazing stuff. Anyways, this is not an ad, but anyways, and he was talking about his discernment process and how, like, you know, when you're about to do something really, really big, a really huge leap of faith, or just like anything that's very uncomfortable, we all have the emotion of fear. Like, we're all scared. Like, whatever you're scared of, you're either scared of rejection, you're scared of failure, you're scared of what people might think. There's a lot of uncertainty, and fear is such a common emotion in human beings. And he was talking to his mom, right? He was talking to his mom, and he was just expressing his fear. And he was telling his mom, "I'm scared. I don't know if I want to, you know, apply for seminary or whatever." And his mom just kind of looked at him and said, "Do it scared." And when I heard that, it was just like this huge revelation for me, because it's like, at the end of the day, it doesn't really freaking matter if you're scared or not. What matters is if you do it. Like, there's so many things in my life that I want to do. There's so many things, just looking at my past, like, there's so many things in my life that I really wanted to do, and they were all, like, not all of them were great things, but like, the things that I wanted to do that were great and that were intrinsically good, I was scared. I was scared of doing it, and I didn't do it. I didn't. I froze because I was scared. And I just think back to those moments, like, what if, right? Like, what if I went for it? What if I didn't wait for fear to leave? How much time would I have saved, right? And how much more lessons I could have learned if I just went for it? I'm literally, me saying no to myself, I'm literally robbing myself of experience. I'm robbing myself of just learning lessons, and I'm robbing myself of knowing what's on the other side because of fear. And that sucks. Like, we let fear dictate whether or not we want to do something, or whether or not we do something about it. And it's dumb. It's absolutely just stupid. So that's my topic today. Is I implore you, life is too short. There's so many things in my life right now that I'm scared of doing. And you know what? I'm calling this season in my life right now, this upcoming summer, a season of doing things scared. Yeah. Recently, me and my friends just closed in on an apartment that will cost a little more than my current living situation. And that's okay. But what kind of scares me is the fact that I still have a lease here in my current apartment. And like, again, financially, it's just like scary. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't make money, you guys, you know? And it's just like, but I feel a call to live in this apartment, and I feel a call to live with these certain guys. And I feel a call to live in a certain level of my life now that will really improve the value of my life, that will trickle down, not just in my mental health, my physical, my emotional, spiritual, just everything. But there's this one thing that was kind of stopping me in the beginning, and that was fear. And I'm still scared. I remember signing like the deposit check or whatever, and I was like, wow, I'm really doing this. In the midst of everything that's happening, I'm about to leave for few months. I'm about to leave and just like invite people into this mission that I'm a part of, and asking them difficult questions, engaging in difficult conversations, and you know, like raising money is no easy task. And this is like, I've been a missionary for years now, and I'm close to being 30, and I'm still doing it. And I'm still scared. But I'm still doing it because I feel called. Like, I'm confident that this is exactly what I need to do. And I'm just going to do it because even though I'm scared. So, you guys, I encourage you. Man, guys, life is too short. I've robbed myself of too many great opportunities in my life, and I don't want that for me anymore. I really want to step out. Like, I'm just really convicted right now at this moment that I'm going to keep repeating it, because I don't think we get it. Life is short. Life is beautiful. There's so many opportunities out there for growth. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. I hope this I hope this helped you in some way, shape, or form tonight or today or whenever you're listening to this. But practically speaking, I love practical. So right now, I just want you to think of that one thing that you're scared of doing. Are you scared of asking for a promotion? Are you scared of having a conversation with a certain someone? And if you think to yourself, if you go through this and it's not intrinsically evil, I say go for it. Yeah. That's it. Okay, I'm going to stop talking now. I hope this helps you. Do it. Do it scared. Do it unwillingly. I don't care. Just freaking do it. All right, that's it. Have a good day. See you guys. See you. I'm not really going to see you, but tune in to the next episode. Good night.